Hello. You are listening to episode 4 of Don't Be That Girl, where we're discussing engaging topics related to relationships. And we want you to keep the conversation going in your local city, living rooms across the nation, to keep us connected. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women who are looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they have been attracting. Today, our topic, Derrick Jackson. Was he helping or was he hurting the single Black female community? All right, let's get into it. So, why are we getting into the subject of Derrick Jackson now? Well, a couple of weeks ago, the end of May, Derrick Jackson's wife, ex-wife-to-be, Denea Jackson, decided to go ahead and break her silence on a podcast called Dear Future Wife by Lateris Whitfield in a two-part series where she shared her journey nightmare of her relationship, of her pre and her interim marriage to Derrick Jackson. Now, we remember that they gained pretty popular international attention over their controversial video where they declared that they were working through some cheating scandal that occurred and they were committed to staying in their marriage. And this happened around March of 2021. Now, a little background on Derrick Jackson. Derrick is a self-proclaimed YouTube relationship guru. He had about 750,000 followers. Currently, he's at 735, give or take 15,000. Outside of YouTube, he's written several books. He has some type of relationship, little card game. He has an academy for people to join for women who are looking for a truly healthy relationship. He was caught cheating through a tabloid type of YouTube blogger, I guess you call them, where many women came forth with receipts and evidence back March 2021, August 2021. Little did people even know, prior to that, his wife actually filed for divorce from him. August of 2020, right? But then they reconciled when he never even responded to the petition. Now, fast forward all the way up to current time, right? He finally filed for divorce against her December 2022 in the state of Texas, even though they did reside in Georgia. And that was after, even though they said they were going to be committed, there were several more women that came forward afterwards, and more were going to speak up around that time of December. And he probably was advised, this is probably the best career move for you. So today on Don't Be That Girl, the question for us is, were his fans duped, right? Did Derrick Jackson actually share beneficial, truthful information for the African-American or the single female? Because it wasn't just Blacks. I just noticed that there were a lot of African-American females that followed him. But did he actually share truthful, helpful information? Or now that it has come to light that he perhaps was not practicing what he was preaching, did it do more harm than good? Okay, well, let's analyze the situation. First, I have to say, doing my research on Derrick Jackson, I had no idea he was so young and he had been at this for such a long time. Coming straight out of college, he had his degree in business science. He started his YouTube channel actually in 2010, which tells us that he was around 19, 20 years old. So he had been at this for a long time. He had been dating Denea since college. She was his college girlfriend and she supported him. They lived together and she worked behind the scenes in the business. They finally got married in 2018 and they had a couple of children. Now, when she was interviewed, she stated that he cheated prior to them getting married and he never stopped cheating while they were married. Now let's go into his platform. What was it? Were his main philosophy? So Derrick Jackson's main philosophy, he was very much, I would say, comparatively to a little bit of a Steve Harvey, in that it was as if he was dropping some type of gems or unlocking the key to the man, such as you don't know that he's actually playing games. So I'm going to share the real truth of when a man does this, this is what he really means. And don't waste your time on men who are not out to really seek a committed relationship with you. And women, you need to value yourselves enough to know when it is time to walk away. My observation, I've never been a fan of Derrick Jackson, I'll be honest with you. And it has nothing to do with his messages, to be honest. I believe his message, truly, probably he is spitting facts when it comes to what and how men move. Prior to all of this even coming out from Tasha K about Derrick Jackson, and before him even doing the video with his wife, posturing as if he were semi remorseful, and I say semi, I mean semi, if any of you have seen it, I have just always felt that Derrick Jackson lacked sincerity. Just from his posture and his videos on his YouTube, I felt he was very much like he did not embrace his men. He didn't embrace the black male. Like, it's one thing to share truths, right? But I think it's another thing in your tone and your posture being as if, you know, all men are dogs or they're not doing you right and they know what they're doing. You know, and because of that, you need to improve your value. That was the message that I received from Derrick Jackson. Not that he was just educating, but that in order to uplift the female, he needed to degrade the male. And for me, that's just not a message that I want to hear. Now, if I took away what I felt was the emotion out of all that or the posturing, no, I would say that he did share things that were true. He shared a lot of things such as, you know, that you want to pay attention to a man's actions versus what he says. Therefore, that's how you know which way he's really leaning. Is he leaning toward a commitment with you, or is he perhaps playing the field? You know, is this man focused on his future? Does he know what he wants out of life? If you are interested in Derrick Jackson, yes, his information was beneficial. However, there did come a point in time where we became privy to what the man was doing in his personal life. Now, does that matter to us, right? Because this is the part I think that I struggle with. We all make mistakes. We all slip at some point. Absolutely, nobody's perfect. And in this world where you are so-called counseling others on relationships, and that's why I do not like the term relationship guru or coach. I do not refer to myself as that at all. I think each person has what they need to manage their own relationship. So that is not my role. Okay. You'll never see me be a self-proclaimed expert in this field. However, his platform had a lot to do with his personal life. The question, did he claim to be one of the good guys? Yeah, he did. Did he claim that his marriage was an example of the product of what he preached? Yes, he did. So unfortunately, when these things come out and there are receipts from other females, one, okay, it happens. But now you have several instances and whatnot. Now you have to start looking at the person, the man. And I hate to say it, but past his actions, you have to start looking at his character. An example of that, we take it out of relationships. Let's take it into, let's say, health and wellness. Let's take a person who is consistently and constantly preaching about exercise. And their platform is about exercising, right? That you should do cardio. You should do resistance training. You should do all types of lifting weights, running, exercising, and the such. This person also has a phenomenal body structure. You know, 2-5% body fat, just six pack going on. You could tell that they're just very healthy. Well, what happens when you come to find out that not only does this person not exercise, but in order for them to get the physique to what you see, right, on social media, because remember all this, the platform is social media, come to find out they have received gastric bypass surgery, they've had several instances of lipo and other plastic cosmetic surgeries and procedures in order to present the person that they are now saying happened because they exercised. You're not going to follow that person because they did not practice what they preached. It was one thing. What did anything they say? Was it incorrect? No, they didn't say anything that was wrong. However, when you come to find out, the trust is gone. You can no longer trust the person. I mean, I wouldn't. So same thing for Derek Jackson. Did he give us good information at some point? Yes. Were the women duped back then? You can call it what you want to, duped or not duped. The information probably was semi-factual as to how men's behavior can or cannot be. And women should pay attention to it. However, would I drop one red cent on a person or listen to them after I found out all the shenanigans they were up to? Because clearly, when he was discussing all these things about what men can do and were doing and have done and how they could take advantage of females, clearly the man was speaking from great experience. And we are not going to get into everything here, but if you want to, just Google Derek Jackson's name. Do it on YouTube. You do it on Google. You can do it on Instagram. It'll all come up. He was into shenanigans. The man has narcissistic behaviors and characteristics just coming and spewing out of him. So while in the past, he gave us some gems, perhaps for those that could tolerate and thought that he was palatable. But moving forward, for those 735,000 still followers, I hope to goodness y'all are not buying into his academy. And the fact of the matter that now, here you are, after this marriage, that debacle of a video, how you've been embarrassed, you filed for divorce from your wife, because really, you didn't file because you're ashamed of yourself. You filed for money reasons, right? To protect your money and also your image. You're trying to save your career. Then you have the nerve to have an academy and say you have an accountability mentor and that you're in therapy. And that's supposed to be make it okay? Ladies, let me tell y'all something. It is not about what the man says. It's about what the man does. And right now, he done already shown you this one. So I'm sorry. If you fall for this, you are setting yourself up to fall for anyone out here. Any male. Definitely don't give this person your money. Okay? There are better examples of human beings out here that can give you some relationship advice that have not taken full advantage of the female. Because this is what I'm going to tell you. It's not about the fact that the man cheated once, a million times, or whatever. It's the fact that when all this came out, he was not remorseful and regretful enough to stop his business and say, you know what? I am no longer an example to my children, to my wife, to my community, and I need to stop and do some introspection, look at myself, do some healing, fix me before I can fix anyone else. If that was not his first reaction, if that was not his first priority, if he put money, if he put fame, if he put simply something as simple as paying the mortgage, because no, man has no assets, just side note. If ahead of all of this, then guess what? That's arrogance. Right now, he's still the same person. He is still the same person he's been warning you not to date. So following down that path, that's not going to get you good karma. That's not good energy. I'm just going to say that. Now, what I really want to know is what everyone else thinks, right? Is it true? Can you listen to someone who is preaching something that they don't practice? And is it still beneficial, right? Does it happen in our personal lives? Does it happen in our relationships? You know, do we personally do it? What do you think? What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear from my listeners. I really, really enjoyed this segment, though I have to say Derrick Jackson kind of gets under my skin. But I want to hear your thoughts. What are your thoughts on Derrick Jackson? Do me a favor. Hit me up here. Follow us if you enjoyed this podcast. Also on Instagram, you'll find us at mahogany_more. Tell a friend, tell a family member this week. Let's keep the conversation going. And I will see you all next week for another good Let's Get Into It topic. So until next time, good people.